organization, Haymarket Books, and also the folks at wearemany.org. For KGNU's Hemispheres, I'm Joe Ritchie. Have a good night.
KGNU listener member, you're eligible to join our longtime partner, the Community Financial Credit Union, a local not-for-profit financial institution formerly known as the BME Federal Credit Union. You can now also sign up for a new Platinum Rewards credit card through the credit union that you can use to help support KGNU. This credit card replaces our former KGNU Visa Affinity Card, which is being phased out as of the end of September. The new rewards card allows you to designate a portion of your rewards points to support KGNU each year. More details can be found on the KGNU website.
Next up is Cabaret, followed by Corriente. But first, Cabaret.
You are tuned to the Cabaret Show on KGNU Boulder, Denver. Tonight we'll feature two performances recorded earlier this year. First, we'll hear from Eric Deutsch and Outlaw Jazz, recorded on April 30th, 2015. And then for the second half of the show, we'll hear Stealth Olvang, who stopped in to play and chat with Nat during the Afternoon Sound Alternative on February 13th. Thank you. Eric Deutsch with us here.
Hey, what's up, man? How you doing?
Good to see you. It's been when did you leave Boulder? That was like
2005. In August of 2005, I moved to Brooklyn.
Yeah. So just remember, we've had you back here with County Road X and various other things.
I mean, it's been a while. I think County Road X, we were in here probably 2004.
Yeah.
I don't think I came in since I moved, but I could be wrong, but...
Yeah, you've been through town a few times since then, but...
It's every... Yeah. I mean...
or many times.
Literally, when I moved to New York, it started to be that I could make more money in Boulder than in New York for a while, or it continued to be that way for a while. So I would come back every month. The first year I came every month. Like, you know, teach all my students, play some gigs, and then, you know, slowly but surely start to round and make it happen there, so...
Well, cool. So this album is called, what, Outlaw Jazz?
Outlaw Jazz, yeah.
And was this kind of inspired, or how was this, inspired by County Road X back in the day? It has, because
well,
you were more kind of chamber jazz with, you know, Glenn Taylor's.
Chamber Americana, cinematic Americana jazz.
this has some, like, cinematic aspects, but it's definitely more.
Yeah, I'll say this, that it's just, I think that this record, you know, it's kind of a concept record in a way about kind of fusing jazz and country. That's the simplest way to say it. Yeah. Like, but on a real scale, in the reality, it's just kind of a mix of all my music. So, you know, starting with my band Fat Mama in Boulder with a kind of the fusion-y, psychedelic, funky thing, and then my next band, County Road X, the Americana kind of thing, playing with Ron Miles in the modern jazz context, and then all of that overlaid with Art Landy, study with Art Landy, and our band Triangle with Art Landy, which was a jazz piano trio. So you get all those things together from my time in Boulder. I'd say those are my four big things in Boulder. And then things like playing with Liza and the Motet, you know, and Devotchka, all those influences. I think this is just a combination of all that. And when I moved to New York, I made my album Fingerprint and then Hush Money, which are both kind of in that chambery, cinematic kind of realm. And then I started working with Charlie Hunter and did that for 3 years and worked with Tony Mason, who's all here with me on drums. And that just opened my eyes to refocused my thinking on blues and groove in a cool way. I just kind of got something that I was focused on when I was younger, and then in Boulder, focused on other things. Improvisation, melodicism, composition, you know. So I started playing with Charlie. I learned a lot of things about that. And the band took a different turn. And when we made our last album, Demonio Teclado, it was kind of into this funkier soul jazz kind of thing. Psychedelic soul jazz, I called it. And now outlaw jazz. And another main step on the way there was playing with Shooter Jennings for a few years. And we made two records. And that kind of opened up some of the country ideas.
And in addition to Tony, who else is in the room with us this morning?
Avi Bortnick is here on guitar, and Jeff Hill is here on bass. They're all my friends in New York and great, fine musicians.
Great. I was going to say, with kind of all the stuff going on in New York musically, is that a rich environment to kind of combine lots of different styles?
I think it's 100%, and I think that the jazz musicians there are as versatile as any in the world, and that like, you don't... It's hard to meet jazz musicians who don't play other styles, you know, who don't have heavy experience in rock and roll and pop and beyond, you know. So that, in that regard, and we talk about like heavy experience, like, you know, like oh, he's a great jazz player, but he played in the Black Crowes, or, you know, or you know, just like real, like, wow, this is heavy guys. He was in Levon Helm's band, you know, like. So you have all this crossover with all that kind of music, and it does make for a really rich environment.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah, I know like a lot of people from the area who've migrated over there in the last few years, thinking of Ross Martin and, gosh, who else? A lot of people. Well, Ross was in here recently.
Who was he with?
Oh, he was with Jake Sheps.
Oh, cool. Yeah, Ross is the man. Yeah. Jeff's in a band with Ross, and, I mean, he's doing great. Yeah, everybody does.
You know, like Grant Gordy, I guess. So he was talking about like kind of the folk and bluegrass thing that's happening there.
Yeah, that's getting bigger. The folk thing has definitely gotten bigger. The bluegrass thing is coming up. The old time thing is big there. But so many Colorado musicians in New York, just to name a few. Now I blank, of course. Nate Woolley, Shane Ensley, Jonathan Goldberger, Jeff Davis, Kirk Konufke. Yeah, it just goes on and on. Yeah. There's lots of great ones.
Danny Meyer.
Danny Meyer,
right.
Yeah, yes. Danny Meyer. Io Awushka. Yeah. Anyway, Beck Berger.
Wonderful. So you got a couple more. Oh, your website, Hammer and String?
HammerandString.com. Yeah, that's still going.
That's still going strong. Some information about this current record, Outlaw Jazz, and all your other work. We're going to hear a couple more pieces from you, then we'll come back and chat a bit.
Sure. Yeah, this next one is called Pickle.
Eric Deutsch and Outlaw Jazz here on KGNU. Thank you. All right. Eric Deutsch, Outlaw Jazz.
Yeah.
That was sweet.
Thanks.
That's really nice.
Thanks. That was our song Ballad of San Pancho that we followed Pickle with.
Pickle and the Ballad of San Pancho.
Yeah.
So you're talking about this record. This is your first record to have vocals on it.
Yeah, it is. It's for a while now, I mean, really as long as I can remember, I think probably at least 7 years or so, I've been using singers in the live show. And it definitely John Gray, who's our trumpet player, also sings great. So he's always, when he's here, he's always singing something. But we've had a lot of different folks sing with us in the past, from Io to Paris Hayes, to Bridget Barkin, to Jefferson Hamer, to Jonah Smith, Aaron McKeown, Tondre Kemp. So many. Who else? A million of them. Sasha Dobson. Been a million singers that have sang with us, and it's been really fun. We always have different things to do, you know, in those sets. But this is the first time I figured out how to make that break and include it in the album.
Mm-hmm. What was that? I guess what enabled you to do that?
I think the nature of the material for this record and kind of looking at the country repertoire and how to combine the jazz with the country music, that kind of made sense that we would have tunes that had vocals and tunes that were instrumental. You know, Levon Helm's band, the Ramble band, that was a big influence, because just watching them, they could kind of play anything, play any style, and it's that kind of collective of where you have horn section and you have people that really blow with solos, you have singers, but it's really about groove and feeling. You know, that was kind of the Levon band was like, just about a feeling of really good music. So it didn't matter if it was blue, and most of those tunes were vocal tunes, but still, it didn't matter that it wasn't about just the vocals or the instrumental, it was just about the music. So that's kind of one of the models. Yeah.
So we're going to feature Victoria on a song singing here next.
Yeah, Victoria is a really awesome rising star in New York City, and we had her sing on the record. On the record, we did a song by Bo Diddley called Dearest Darling. We made a video for it. It's really fun. But we thought today it'd be nice to do a little something different. There's a song by Bonnie Raitt that we've been doing live. It's not on the record, but it's just a great song. And, you know, Bonnie Raitt's one of those artists that's definitely underappreciated in terms of her contribution, even though she isn't, you know, in the Hall of Fame and all that kind of stuff, and everybody knows who she is. I think her music in the 70s is just brilliant. And so this is a song that we dug off one of her old albums. This is called Too Long at the Fair.
Eric Deutsch with us here at KGNU.
scales are in his hand. I swear the night is falling, don't you lose another man. Won't you come and take me home? I've been too long at the fair, and Lord, I just can't stand it anymore. Lord, I just can't stand it anymore.
That was Eric Deutsch and Outlaw Jazz, recorded on April 30th, 2015. Up next, Stealth Olvang, who stopped by KGNU Studios to play and chat with Nat on February 13th, 2015.
Cross that cardboard sea. Ship of holes with pennies like gold, and someone left the light on in that cardboard shack, in that cold, cold shack. And someone left the light on. It's fire lit up you and me. It's fire caught on that cardboard sea. The ship of pennies died. The golden pennies died for you and me.
Stealth, thanks for coming in today.
Thanks so much.
Yeah, that was a great track there. I have that in this Dovekin's Fun Pack, which came in like some old kind of lunchbox.
That's a fossilized jellyfish that's in there, for anyone who has that and thinks that it's just a rock. It's actually a fossilized jellyfish.
There's fossilized jellyfish. There's a shell casing with some kind of poem wrapped up, and a handy map of Canada in here.
We also put out, I think, 10,000 matchbooks that we used as business cards that all have my personal phone number on them still.
Nice.
If you're one of those 10,000 people, give me a call.
Call now. We're waiting for your call right now. Also, some kazoos. Did you ever give away too many kazoos at once and have that happen? Yeah, okay.
Always too many kazoos.
Yeah. Well, thanks for coming in. You're about to put out your new solo record. You've got all set up there for some music. So I know you're going to start with maybe a couple slower tunes and then move into some rockers. Is there anything you want to say to set this next one up?
Well, I can't wait for us to drop the video that you made on this one now.
Ah, okay. Celebrity roasts on KGNU. Thanks for being here.
This is called Tell Me Nothing Softly. Ask for someone else to talk to, give me a call. Give me unleashed, oh, give me the world. Ask the things I cannot ask you, tell me it all. Give me temptation, sell me a world. Let your pupils do the talking, eyebrows, accents, exclamations in your dimples as they curl. Let your shoulders lifting upward crumble softly as you tell me there's nothing like the mouth of a girl. But don't you come around here taking on this fight. Don't you come around here saying nothing at all. A quiet, it's a curse and it's a color. It's a darkness in the fall. Tell me nothing softly. Tell me nothing at all. And what a mouth, what a willingness to wait around for trouble. How you seem to tell me will never do. I see a fidget in a finger, see a shrug a little longer, see a roll from eye to eye, I'd seen it's you. There's a spring, there is an ocean, there's a river in the middle, a brackish in between, I never knew. There's a silence underwater, all our sound moves faster, all our secrets saturated blue. Don't you come around here taking on this fight. Don't you come around here saying nothing at all. A quiet, it's a curse and it's a color. It's a darkness in the fall. Tell me nothing softly, but tell me nothing at all. Tell me nothing softly, but tell me nothing at all. Tell me nothing softly when taking on this fight. Tell me nothing softly, or tell me nothing at all. Tell me nothing softly.
All right. Thank you very much.
Yeah,
yeah, absolutely. So I just wanted to, we're going to do a couple quick talk breaks in between these tracks. I just wanted to ask about kind of your history of playing. We heard the Dovekins track there from Assemble the Aviary. And I know you were involved with that group for at least a couple years. And that was my first musical acquaintance with you. And nowadays you're touring around with the Lumineers. I think you're part of that band. You're definitely jumping off pianos and doing all kinds of action like that. And you're playing also with a band called Spirits of the Red City, which I think we're going to maybe play a track after this set of live music. But awesome. Could you talk about you know, kind of the differences or the similarities or what's consistent, what's different throughout these different projects? What's been your experience as a musician over the last X number of years kind of playing with these bands that are based at least partly in Colorado? I know Spirits is kind of based all over, but...
Yeah, well, it's actually pretty cool. One, getting projects that have... we have chance to practice and we're kind of still in the creating stage more than the entertaining and the Lumineers was this brewing thing for almost 10 years before people saw the tip of the iceberg there. And it's really nice to also be on the other side and kind of in the freshness, still creating new music as I'm writing new songs and as Spirits is working on new material. It's really nice to be still in this stage where nobody's really heard you yet and you kind of are deciding what you're going to give to people for the first time. It's a really exciting process, and it's humbling also to kind of be challenged in these new ways with different projects and really starting to recreate and create everything. So
yeah, well, speaking of taking a long time for stuff to kind of germinate, I mean, some of these songs that you're playing today and that are going to be on this record are stuff you've had in your pocket for a while, it seems to me.
Some about 4 years. A couple of them I played with Dovekins, and it's nice to finally record them in this way, and putting them out with a solo name is kind of interesting because it felt like it really came into fruition with that band. Songs like Springtime that's on the record and Carl Sagan were both songs that I really imagined writing for Dovekins, and having to kind of pull from scratch and new ideas was interesting.
And we're going to hear, I think, both of those songs a little later on in the set, but I think you got one more in the pipeline before we get into more of those up-tempo numbers, is that right?
Yeah, well, I guess, should I try to do this one, St. Peter, or should I try to play the Dowels? That was my other, now that I'm sitting at this jingly
piano. Hey, I think you should follow your bliss and do what you like.
Okay, then this is an old Dovekins tune that I'm going to play, called The Dowels.
Stealth Olving on KGNU.
Chance, so I left that pop and all that badness. I walked on down to the mothership. And oh, that Cadillac, those German boys, the floppy hats and a white DeVille called the mothership. This beach town westbound, all that northern rainy sound and a cocky gunman all a drunk in the highway house. We came to and called out the stories and we felt rising knockout blackout of the Dowels. It was the time in the west when all those parents slept, the Indians and X wait inside their homes. And what did they say? What sentimentals did they pray? They buried it, burned it in their bones. 2, 3, 4. Portland jail, long gone to those engines with their bennets that they moan. And oh, how our kennels flow, they're basking in that dirty road, waiting in the sun before they're gone. We had forgotten what that gunman wanted, tell us what to do and where to go. And no, it's so cold. This past that he told, and we smear upon the old. As the story goes, it was the time in the West when all those parents let the Indians were next, wait inside their homes. And what did they say? What sentimentals did they pray? They buried it, burned it in their bones. It was the time in the West when all those parents let the Indians were next, wait inside their homes. And what did they say? What sentimentals did they pray? They buried it, burned it in their bones. Truth be told.
All right. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah. So that was the Dells.
Switch it up on you.
Yeah, there you go. Keeping it fresh. I wanted to ask about the recording process for you. I know that you incorporated some string arrangements. There's a fellow named Richie P. Green who was involved in this. What kind of setup did you have for the recording process? And is that going to come through in this live show that's coming up next week for you?
Why, Nat? Yes, it is. I did. We recorded in a little studio in Portland. And it was small enough to just barely fit a 16-piece orchestra in.
So
it was just big enough to fit that the orchestra in. And yeah, there's a lot of arrangements done by a good friend of mine that I'd met in Hawaii almost 10 years ago when I lived there. And at the time, he was only 14. But now he's all grown up. And it's really nice to kind of collaborate with him. I'm really all about that process, and I kind of pulled him into the project, and he's been, kind of writing all these orchestral and string and horns into this album. And so he's flying down, and we're going to kind of recreate it for the live show at the Bluebird, which is pretty exciting. We're just going to have a 6-piece, though, and not 16. The band in total will be 10 of us.
10.
Yeah, it's kind of going to be a rock band, a little garage rock band with a little orchestra, and so I'm really curious to see how it ends up.
Nice. Well, that's still rolling deep.
Yeah.
As far as I'm concerned, I mean, 10 is pretty deep.
Yeah, it is.
All right. Well, without taking up too much time, I guess let's get back to the music. We have a couple more things to discuss, but you're about to put out that first solo record, like official full-length.
Right.
Solo record. I know you have a couple other releases that you've kind of trickled out.
Yes.
Pardon the expression.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. But and that's going to drop next Thursday, the 19th, at the Bluebird, all ages show with Landlines. So have another song coming up, another couple tunes. Stealth Olving on KGNU. Thanks for coming in.
Awesome. And the song is called Carl Sagan. Forget you hold yourself into a pocket of a friend. No, I've been waiting, been watching, been wondering when. Just give me your you said robots in a cold, hard gaze. And it's only all that I can take. And it's lonely, but it's all that I can take.
Thank you for that.
Yeah.
That's a oldie but a goodie. So I know that there is a story behind that song. So I thought it would be, and I know it already, I'm going to just confess, but would you tell those folks who are listening in what that song was about? You said it was called Carl Sagan. What's the story behind it?
About the orbits of others. And I guess in short or in long, As you to make a short story long, Nat, there's the story with Andrian, who was Carl Sagan's last wife before he passed, and him as they're creating the golden record for the Voyager spacecraft that was going to get out, sent out into space, to constantly and still is. Be discovering and documenting what's out there. And I think it just left the solar system once and for all. It's out of the solar system, and it's the only thing that we've sent out of the solar system.
It's the only chunk that made it, and there's a record on it, a golden record,
yes.
And I think it's got a picture on one side and actually grooves on the other, so if you had a turntable, you could hook it up and listen to it.
There's really primitive instructions on how to turn. There's a turntable in the
They included in the spacecraft. A turntable, too?
Yeah.
Whoa.
And there's instructions on how to use it. And on this, there's people saying hello in, like, you know, 40 different languages. Mm-hmm. And then there's a few songs that they included, one of which was Dark Was the Night, Cold Was the Ground, a Blind Willie Johnson tune. And then there's also some whale song on there. And then right at the end of this project, before they were ready to, like, launch this thing, Carl Sagan and Andrian, who are working on this golden record, Carl Sagan calls her up one night and proposes to her on the phone. And she's so elated that she says, let's go down to the lab right now and record the electromagnetic brain activity that's going on in my overexcited head right now. And they recorded these, like, fissures and pops from her happy little brain and put that on the record as well. And I think that's maybe one of the most beautiful things I've ever heard. So that story is kind of about this play of collaboration and love and the distance that sometimes happens.
Hmm. Well, speaking of collaboration and love, I just wanted to ask really quick, you talk about Richie coming in from the West Coast to help you with the string arrangements. What about playing with the people around here? Because I know you played with a bunch of different folks. And what is it about the Front Range that's so special in terms of the local music that's going on? A lot of people playing with each other. What is it about the people? What is it about the scene? What is it about the activities that makes this place special and desirable to do things like that?
I don't know. Based on the drama, the dating drama that happens within the scene, I would venture to guess that similarly, it's just a pretty small community of musicians, but a really, really accepting and large community. So there's a lot of crossover, and everybody is playing with everyone, literally, musically. And I think I've played with a good chunk of all my favorite musicians, which is really an honor to move to a city and actually kind of be in love with someone's music and then have a chance to play with them. And I think that probably happens in a lot of smaller communities, or even, you know, like little boroughs of LA and New York probably have this as well. But Denver, I think, is so broad and the music is very diverse that every single person crosses over in genres. And I think on this record, I played mainly with a lot of Portland musicians. But Nick Jaina helped me with it, who's played with a ton of Denver musicians. And Macon Terry, who's played with Paperbird and Clouds and Mountains. Mark Anderson as well. And have been helping me with recording process. It's really nice to just be playing with all these super talented musicians.
Yeah. Well, speaking of connections and synchronicity, I think you got one more for us. And
I have one more, which is about connections and synchronicity.
Yeah. Thanks for coming in. Stealth Olvang on KGNU.
It's called Springtime.
And like a winter loving, do you love her like I loved her in the springtime? All the summer others left their lovers for their others in the spring. And the colder people fall are all the fathers of the youngsters in the springtime. So if you want to have a winter youngster, you better have a lover in the spring. Where all the lovely ladies never have their cradled babies till the springtime. And all the handsome devils never send their ladies letters till the spring. So if you lose a letter, you always let it linger through the summer. And everything seems fresher when it's wetter and when you met her in the spring. And I know why you want to know why you do too. And I know why you want to know why. No, I know why. No, I know why. And I figure that a feather who has never thought of falling is a failure. Though only floating feathers make it further, make it better on a wing. And though all birds have feathers, but not all birds are flyers, let me tell you something, darling, that all the sap gets stronger, even squirrels can get tired of the trees. Whose words are falling over tops of trees and under mowers after summer. And the trees will take the leaves into their roots and pass them back out in the spring. So let's all sew the cotton from the bottom to the top and to the collar. When your lover leaves her sweater, ain't she sweeter cause you met her in the spring? And I know why. Do you wanna know why? Do too, and I know why. Do you wanna know why? No, I know why, no, I know why. Ba 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 ooh, ba 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 ooh, ba 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 ooh, ba 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 ooh, ba 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 ooh. So, don't forget your father, even though he left your mother when he left her.
cause he surely found another, and maybe he still loves her to this day. And don't allow your lover to seem lower, even now they love another, cause the seasons are the reasons we will always find a lover. We'll always find a lover when we need.
All right, Colorado's own Stealth Ulvang, thank you for coming in.
Yeah, thank you for having me, Nat. Really appreciate it.
And that was Cabaret. It is 8 o'clock straight up. You're listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, and KGNU online at kgnu.org. Please stay tuned for Corriente and Música after this programming announcement.
This program is supported by you, the KGNU listener member, and by Now Playing, Colorado's own television series airing every Saturday night at 10 p.m. on CPT Channel 12. Now Playing brings the sounds of Colorado's musicians to you and explores the creative community, beer, cuisine, stories, and arts that inspire their songs and live performances. More information can be found at nowplayinglive.org or by watching Now Playing Saturday nights at 10 p.m. on Channel 12. Now Playing is a Denver Film Company production.
Son de Chimalma y de Miscuatl.